So we're here today with Anne Pankhurst, expert in growth and development, coaching science, and specifically tennis performance. And it's great to have her because she's got a background not only leading coaches for a number of years, a number of decades actually, but also her specialty is growth and development, and especially now in this 10 and under age group, which worldwide is so popular. So Anne, if you can tell the tennis performance specialists and the physical trainers and the physical therapists who are listening to this, some of the things that you think they need to be most aware of when working with this young age group.
Thanks, Mark. I think the most important thing is, and it's an overused cliche, is to say kids aren't adults. I think the question then is, what does that actually mean? It actually means they don't have a lot of physical skills that an adult will have. I think we have to be very careful. For example, if we're talking about power, power in my experience just isn't really there until post-puberty. When they say that a player's got racket head speed or something, I think that's much more of speed of coordination rather than power itself. The anxieties I have stem a lot from overuse, particularly of repetition of the same activity. I see too a misunderstanding, that's probably the right way to put it. I don't believe for one minute anybody deliberately does anything they shouldn't do. So the knowledge base is often the problem. I see strength training misapplied, if that's the right word. I think sometimes we need to be much more cognizant of what tennis actually requires. And you, for example, Mark, have taught me a lot about acceleration and deceleration and the change of direction and things. So I think another one that physical trainers need to do is to spend time on the tennis-specific movement while remembering that we are dealing with a developing body, so therefore it's the repetition issue and it's the volume and intensity issue that I sometimes think goes a bit awry. The other one that I am concerned about is what I see around the world of an increase in stress fractures, which, as I understand it, is again a repetition thing and is again an overuse thing. And if there is a stress fracture, then somebody somewhere needs to be called to account. And I would think that physical trainers, obviously coaches as well, need to look very carefully at their practice. I think also there's an issue over what's appropriate for girls and boys. I think the other one that is really crucial is that the coach, the physical trainer, I beg your pardon, needs to know exactly where this youngster is in a growth spurt. I honestly believe, and I see examples of good practice, for example, where the growth chart is kept assiduously, that everybody who deals with that kid can see the growth chart, knows exactly where they are in their growth spurt, or coming down off the top of the growth spurt, or whatever, and the different activities. We need to think about the different activities that can be done at different times in that growth spurt. I think the other one that as trainers, people need really to think about is if somebody else takes over when you're away, the use of this growth chart is huge, best practice, because everybody who works with that youngster can look at it, know exactly where they are, and we will not get somebody who's standing in or whatever the word is, giving inappropriate activities.
So really monitoring the young athlete's growth charts is vital to be successful, so to know when to push, when to reduce volume, and then to monitor the training program.
I think that's right. I don't know of any other tool that you can use. I don't think visually is good enough, but I do know, and there's another one that comes with it too, to keep an eye on the increasing weight, the peak weight velocity, which should come a little bit after. And physical trainers in particular are well placed to do this regular weight and height, obviously velocity of height, not just the height that they are on the wall, but the difference between the first and the next marking, and that's on weight as well. And we have in the past had a situation where the physical trainer actually picked up that the weight was dropping instead of the weight going in the same shape. And that's what I would call good practice. It, absolutely essential, because we are dealing with a developing body, and we get it wrong now, and you haven't got too many chances.
So for the trainers out there and the tennis performance specialists that are listening, it's really important to make sure that you do even a better job monitoring a young athlete than even an older athlete at some points. I think a lot of people do a great job monitoring their professional athletes, sometimes their college athletes, but they do sometimes a poorer job on these younger athletes, and that needs to be emphasized.
And I think too, I'm sure that's right, but I don't think, again, it's to do anything with people being nasty or whatever. I think it's just that sometimes we haven't had the right training. But the information is out there. You know, lots of highly qualified exercise physiologists have developed the information. We just need, as specialists, to really take a good note, look at it, and understand it. And absolutely everybody working with performance players must know where they are in the growth spurt and must know where they are in the peak weight.